track 6, and we continue with the news stories. Our first headline in this section is New Temporary Indoor Market Opens in Town. Newton Abbott's indoor market has a new temporary home. To rapturous applause, Town Mayor Councillor Alex Hall cut the ceremonial ribbon to the trader's new home in the form of Post Office Building in Market Square on Wednesday, October the 16th. Councillor Hall said this former post office marks an exciting temporary home for our market traders while work to revitalise the market takes place. Thanks to the Future High Street Fund, Teignbridge District Council, or TDC, is breathing new life into our market, preserving its heritage while updating it for the future. The Mayor urged people to continue to support the town's traders in the wonderful new space that they now call home. Shoppers then eagerly made their way inside, looking to make full use of the day-only special offer of 10% off. Jim Ashford of Ashford's Fruit and Veg said, "We're settling in nicely. We've just got to get the customers in now. All of our regulars are coming. It was a shame about the weather on Wednesday. It was biblical." Works to the market hall are scheduled to commence by the end of the year and to be completed by the middle of 2026. Funding for the work had been secured through the government's Future High Streets Fund. Interestingly, the council's website states that all traders who wanted to move from the old market to the new temporary market have been allocated a stall, though the Mid Devon Advertiser has spoken with at least one who was not given a space. And this presumably does not include the two market hall cafes, the Bay Tree and the Cheeky Cherry, the former of which has taken on a unit in Market Walk and the latter has ceased trading.
Police make appeal after intruders target Scout Hut. Devastated youngsters in Teignmouth have issued an appeal after their Scout Hut was raided and vandalised. Thousands of pounds worth of damage was caused after intruders climbed the security fence and forced open a fire door at the 4th Teignmouth Scout Group's headquarters on Park Hill several weeks ago. Now, scout leaders say they have evidence of the intruders have again climbed the security fencing to gain access to the area outside the hut. The original break-in happened sometime between Tuesday, August 27th and Thursday, September the 5th. Once inside, they destroyed large amount of activity equipment, stole whittling knives, damaged fire extinguishers and first aid kits, and poured glue and varnish over the carpet. They also urinated in all the electrical appliances in the kitchen and on the carpet. The damage was discovered when volunteer leaders arrived at the hut for the first meeting of the term. Police attended the scene to collect fingerprints and swabs, but as yet no arrests have been made. Joe Saxton, 4th Teignmouth Scout Group leader, said, "Our scout group is an important part of Teignmouth's community. This incident has caused great upset to all our young members and volunteers who are unable to use the hut for a few weeks while a deep clean took place and replacement safety equipment was purchased. Thankfully, Teignmouth Town Council kindly offered us the use of Bitton House in the meantime and also generously installed a new security camera on site. There is evidence that someone is still climbing the security fencing to access the area outside of the hut, so if you're nearby, please keep an eye on for anything suspicious and report it. Plans are underway to replace the Scout Hut and neighbouring buildings below Bitton Park as part of a multi-million pound project to improve facilities for young people in Teignmouth. Determined not to let the break-in spoil their fun, the Scout Group has an exciting Sprouts for Scout community fundraising event planned for Saturday, December the 7th between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. in the Triangle, featuring Hooker Sprout, Sprout Lucky Dip, Guess the Sprouts in the Jar and Sprout Hunt around the town. The event will be opened by Santa with music to entertain the crowds, mince pies to munch on and a lantern parade to enjoy.
Stagecoach bus service changes announced. Bus services in Teignbridge will be seeing new timetables in operation from next month. The Stagecoach Southwest is bringing in new autumn service changes from November the 3rd. The changes include some reliability and punctuality improvements, as well as new tendered services in partnership with Devon County Council, Stagecoach says. One of the big changes is the 38 service, which operates from Exeter Drumbridges to Ivy Bridge, will no longer serve Chudley, Chudley Knighton and Bovey Tracy. Stagecoach says passengers will be able to use an hourly service by the revised service 39. This will operate from Exeter to Newton Abbot via Bovey Tracy. Buses will operate hourly Monday to Saturday daytimes between approximately 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. with four journeys in each direction on Sunday and public holidays. The Monday to Friday frequency between Bovey Tracy and Newton Abbot will be reduced to hourly, which Stagecoach says will better reflect passenger demand. All journeys will be operated by double-decker vehicles, with journeys at tailored departure times for commuter, school and college movements. As previously, closed contract services between Minster and Matford Brook Academy is now a public local bus service with fares now charged. Buses in and out of Torquay are currently subject to temporary timetables for the next 6 weeks during redevelopment work and the closure of the harbourside area to traffic. Service number 12, the popular route between Newton Abbot and Brixham, is affected by the works. As a result of the diversion, Carey Parade Harbour, Fleet Street and Abbey Road will not be served and passengers will need to use alternative bus stops and buses will serve all bus stops along the diversion route. As a result of working in partnership with a number of local stakeholders, overnight journeys will operate on Saturday night to Sunday morning. Service 22 between Dawlish Warren and South Devon College via St Mary Church and Paignton is also affected. For journeys towards St Mary Church, Dawlish Warren, buses will operate normal routes until Torquay Seafront and then to Torquay Pavilion before heading back along Torbay Road via Belgrave Road. For journeys towards South Devon College, buses will operate the normal route until St Mary Church Chilcote Memorial before operating via St Mary Church Town Hall. As a result of the diversion, the section of route between Babbacombe Road and Carey Parade will not be served. However, a temporary shuttle bus service, the 22S, will provide an alternative.
Here's a cautionary tale. A man from Morden Hampstead is warning about fraudulent bank callers after he narrowly avoided being scammed. It was just another Wednesday for Larry Kuiper at his shop, Morton Newsagents, until the phone rang. The caller, who introduced himself as Simon Fraser, claimed to be phoning from Lloyds Bank. Simon told Larry that his card had been used at London department store Harvey Nichols to the tune of £540. This £500 to Harvey Nichols started the conversation, to which I said it absolutely was not me. Simon then told Larry that because of this transaction, his card would be cancelled and he'd be given a new one, including a new customer number and sort code. All the time I'm thinking, a bank wouldn't do that, a bank wouldn't do that, but they suck you in, said Larry. It was all too smooth, too slick, to a point where I said to him, I don't trust you and I'm terminating this call. He then put his phone down, but Simon didn't immediately hang up, which is when the scam caller dropped the act and could be heard swearing. I don't generally answer, said Larry, but it was in my shop and of course my phone is for business purposes too. It was an 020 number, a London number, and I get those calls from my wholesalers all the time. It was a close call for the Morton Hampstead newsagent. When you're answering on the telephone, never say yes, never say no, never give direct answers because they're recording your voice. They're building up a conversation using your voice, said Larry. They can then phone the bank and authorise payments, and as far as the bank are concerned, you have authorised them because it's your voice. The public need to know about this. So if you think someone is calling to trick you into giving them money or your personal details, hang up and call 159. This is a secure service that connects you directly with your bank.